This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Combination immunotherapy shows promise in bladder cancer surgery, new NEJM evidence. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Perioperative immunotherapy, combining enfortumab vedotin and pembrolizumab, demonstrates clinical benefit in patients with muscle-invasive bladder cancer undergoing radical cystectomy, according to new evidence published in the New England Journal of Medicine in June 2026. The approach, administering targeted and checkpoint inhibitor therapy before and after surgery, represents an emerging strategy to improve oncological outcomes in this aggressive malignancy. Key takeaways: perioperative combination immunotherapy is increasingly evaluated as an adjunct to surgical resection in bladder cancer. Enfortumab vedotin, anti-Nectin-4, and pembrolizumab, PD-1 inhibitor, address distinct immunological pathways in bladder tumors. This approach potentially reduces recurrence risk in high-risk muscle-invasive disease, though long-term follow-up data remain limited. Integration into clinical practice requires careful patient selection and toxicity monitoring. Study at a glance: estimated 5-year recurrence-free survival improvement projected with perioperative immunotherapy in select bladder cancer cohorts compared to historical controls with surgery alone. Immune checkpoint and antibody drug conjugate mechanisms in bladder cancer, dual pathway approach. Anti-Nectin-4 and PD-1 inhibition, 2026 pembrolizumab, PD-1 inhibition, 90 cent, and fortumab Nectin-4 ADC, 70 cent, combination synergy potential, 85 cent. Source: NEJM Clinical Correspondence, June 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Dual immunological attack on tumor microenvironment, enfortumab vedotin, a Nectin-4-directed antibody drug conjugate, depletes tumor cells expressing this adhesion molecule and simultaneously releases mirtansine cytotoxin for direct cellular kill. Pembrolizumab blocks PD-1 checkpoint signaling, releasing anti-tumor T-cell responses suppressed by malignant and stromal cells. When deployed perioperatively, typically in the neoadjuvant window before cystectomy and as adjuvant therapy post-resection, this combination targets both tumor-intrinsic escape mechanisms and immunosuppressive microenvironment remodeling. The New England Journal of Medicine correspondence describes clinical experience with this regimen in muscle-invasive bladder cancer, MIBC, patients at major academic medical centers. Muscle-invasive disease carries high recurrence and metastatic risk despite radical cystoprostatectomy or cystectomy with pelvic lymph node dissection. Historical 5-year overall survival hovers near 50 to 60%, even after complete resection, motivating investigation of multimodal systemic therapy intensification. Perioperative timing and rationale. The perioperative window, defined as therapy spanning the preoperative, intraoperative, and immediate postoperative periods, offers theoretical advantages for immunotherapy efficacy. Neoadjuvant administration may downstage bulky disease, improve resectability margins, and prime the immune system before surgical stress. Adjuvant therapy targets micrometastatic disease seeded during tumor manipulation and angiogenesis triggered by surgical wound healing. This timing approach has precedent in other solid malignancies, though bladder cancer-specific prospective randomized evidence remains limited as of June 2026. According to recent oncology literature, patient selection for perioperative immunotherapy in MIBC typically requires 1. Confirmed urothelial histology, 2. Adequate renal function for both agents, 3. Absence of active autoimmune disease, checkpoint inhibitors, and 4. Performance status score 1. Contraindications include untreated brain metastases and certain cardiopulmonary comorbidities that lower immune-related adverse event, IRAE, tolerance. Toxicity profile and clinical monitoring. Enfortumab vedotin is associated with peripheral neuropathy, grade 3 to 4 in 5-10% of patients, and constitutional symptoms. Pembrolizumab carries risk of immune-related adverse events, including pneumonitis, colitis, and hepatitis. The combination amplifies toxicity scrutiny. Perioperative immunotherapy demands coordinated monitoring, baseline and interval laboratory panels, liver, kidney, glucose, imaging surveillance for treatment response, and rapid access to immunology, rheumatology consultation for IRAE management. Surgical teams must weigh perioperative immunosuppression dynamics. Checkpoint inhibitors may impair acute wound healing in some contexts against tumor control benefit. The NEJM Clinical Correspondence 2026 emphasizes that successful implementation requires multidisciplinary coordination between medical oncology, urology, and critical care specialists. Centers without expertise in managing immune-related adverse events in the perioperative setting should exercise caution before adopting this regimen outside clinical trials or structured protocols. Perioperative enfortumab vedotin and pembrolizumab represent a promising but still evolving approach to muscle-invasive bladder cancer, combining targeted and checkpoint inhibitor mechanisms to improve recurrence-free survival beyond surgery alone. New England Journal of Medicine, Volume 394, Issue 23, June 2026. Clinical translation and future trials. As of June 2026, multiple prospective trials are actively enrolling to formally evaluate perioperative immunotherapy in MIBC. The rationale builds on success of neoadjuvant checkpoint inhibitor monotherapy trials, which demonstrated pathological complete response rates of 30 to 40% when given preoperatively. Addition of enfortumab vedotin, a newer agent approved for advanced urothelial carcinoma, extends this logic to a dual mechanism approach, though superiority over single agent checkpoint inhibition or chemotherapy remains to be rigorously proven in randomized settings. For healthcare systems considering adoption, health policy frameworks must address reimbursement models for high-cost perioperative immunotherapy, standardized protocols for patient selection and toxicity management, and mechanisms to capture real-world effectiveness data. Academic medical centers in Europe, North America, and increasingly in upper-middle-income countries are leading these efforts, though access disparities remain stark globally. What this means for patients, those with muscle-invasive bladder cancer who are candidates for immunotherapy, may benefit from perioperative combination regimens, though this approach is not yet standard of care outside trials. Discuss availability, toxicity risks, and expected outcomes with your oncology team before surgery. For clinicians, perioperative enfortumab vedotin plus pembrolizumab is emerging as a reasonable option for fit patients with MIBC, particularly those with high-risk features, lymph node involvement, upper tract disease, require robust baseline assessment, coordinated immune-related adverse event monitoring, and access to subspecialty support. Consider trial enrollment where available for policymakers. Investment in multidisciplinary bladder cancer centers, health worker training in immunotherapy management, and sustainable funding mechanisms for expensive perioperative regimens are essential to equitable implementation. Establish registries to track real-world outcomes and toxicity patterns in your healthcare system. Frequently asked questions: is perioperative immunotherapy now standard care for all patients with muscle-invasive bladder cancer? No. As of June 2026, this approach remains investigational and is not universally standard of care. It is offered primarily within clinical trials or specialized centers with expertise in perioperative immunotherapy toxicity management. Your treating oncologist can discuss eligibility and availability based on your specific disease characteristics and performance status. What is the difference between enfortumab vedotin and pembrolizumab, and why use both? Enfortumab vedotin is an antibody-drug conjugate targeting Nectin-4, directly killing tumor cells expressing this protein. Pembrolizumab is a checkpoint inhibitor that unleashes the body's own immune system. Using both simultaneously targets tumor cells by two distinct mechanisms: direct cytotoxicity and immune activation, potentially yielding synergistic benefit, though this remains to be formally proven. What are the main side effects I should know about? Enfortumab vedotin can cause peripheral neuropathy, nerve damage, usually reversible, fatigue, and nausea. Pembrolizumab may cause immune-related adverse events, such as pneumonia-like inflammation, diarrhea, or liver inflammation. the combination increases monitoring demands. Most side effects are manageable with early detection and appropriate medical intervention, but discuss specific risks with your oncologist, given your medical history. Bladder cancer remains a major cause of cancer morbidity and mortality globally, particularly in high-income nations where tobacco exposure and industrial chemical exposure persist. The emergence of dual perioperative immunotherapy reflects the field's shift toward multimodal precision approaches, moving beyond surgery-only or chemotherapy-alone paradigms. Whether this regimen ultimately improves population-level survival, reduces healthcare costs through reduced recurrence, and remains accessible across diverse healthcare systems will become clear as prospective trials mature and real-world implementation data accumulate over the next 2 to 3 years. Source: Perioperative Enfortumab Vedotin and Pembrolizumab in Bladder Cancer, New England Journal of Medicine, Volume 394, Issue 23, June 18, 2026.